Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, today, we're going to be continuing our series out of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Now, during the course of this series, we've already talked about a lot of different things, including, most recently, prayer and fasting. But this morning, we're really going to take a little bit different approach, and we're going to see what Jesus had to say about properly laying up treasure for yourself. You know, and you might immediately go, well, wait a minute, you know, the Bible doesn't really teach us to lay up treasure. Matter of fact, if anything, it teaches the opposite. But you know, there is a proper way to lay up treasure, and there's an improper way. And if you want to know what that is, I'd encourage you to get your Bible out, turn to Matthew chapter 6, as Pastor Reynolds talks about laying up treasure.
This morning's message will be entitled Properly Laying Up Treasure. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, there are really four sections. There's the how-to, that's in verses 1 through 4, how to give alms. Verses 5 through 15 is the second how-to, that is, how to pray. And then the third how-to is in verse number 16 through verse number 18, where it speaks of how to fast. And then this morning's message is the fourth how to properly lay up treasure. This is found in the book of Matthew 6, verse 19 through verse number 34. And this morning, though, we want to discuss just the three verses, Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21, as we think about really laying up treasure. The Bible says this, "Lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." And the reason is in verse 21. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, Jesus Christ is a great preacher. He is a great evangelist. He is a great Savior. Notice that Jesus Christ, in these three verses, gets right to the heart of the matter. He speaks in a way that people want to hear. He speaks of treasuries. Jesus Christ knows that every man is interested in laying up treasure. Jesus Christ knows what a man is, and he knows the things that a man desires. And Jesus Christ is preaching about really laying up treasuries in heaven and not on the earth. You see, verse 19 and verse number 20 gives us a choice. The choice is that we can either lay up treasure in heaven or we can lay up treasure on the earth. Which will it be for you? Notice here that you will either lay up treasure on earth or in heaven. You cannot lay up treasure in both places. It will either be on earth or it will be in heaven. Fundamentally, men desire to lay up their treasure upon this earth. People try it all the time. I remember when I was in college, and one of the things that they taught us in college was how to make money and how to retire early and how you could do nothing early. Well, that's not what God wants for us. God wants us to be busy all the days of our lives, but God wants us to be busy doing the things that He wants us to do and not just satisfying the lust of our own body. You see, in verse 21, the Bible says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Notice what the Bible here is so emphatically stating, that we ought to lay up our treasure not on this earth, rather that we lay up our treasure in heaven. The Bible is the book that we ought to follow. Men are the same forever and always. They're always the same. Whether it's the Old Testament or whether it's the New Testament, men are exactly the same because all are sinners in the sight of Almighty God. I'm thinking right now of the man Daniel. Daniel was a great man of God. Daniel was a man who we ought to follow. We ought to read about him. And you know, one thing that I read about Daniel is found in the book of Daniel, chapter number 6. In Daniel chapter number 6, Darius, who was the king of the Medes and the Persians, was over the realm of the Israelites. Darius had made Daniel to be the head over all the presidents and over all of the princes because he had an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the entire realm, but there was a problem. The problem was all of the presidents and the princes, they didn't like Daniel. They didn't like Daniel because they thought that one of them should be placed above Daniel. And Daniel had nothing all to do with it. But the king was the one that made the decision about all of that. And so all of these presidents and all of these men, they got together and they formulated a massive plan in which they had the king, Darius, sign a paper, and it said that no man would ask anything of any god except they would ask Darius. Well, Darius just signed it. Notice what the Bible says in Daniel 6 and verse number 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. Notice that Daniel didn't change anything at all about what he had done. Daniel was laying up treasure in heaven. This is what his heart wanted. This is where his mind was. He was on this earth, but Daniel was laying up treasure in heaven. He was trusting in God to deliver him from all kinds of things. The Bible says in verse number 11 of Daniel 6, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. And they said, you signed the decree, king. And now Daniel has disobeyed you. And now Daniel must be cast into the den of lions. Well, King Darius didn't like that very much. You know, there's things that happen in this world to believers. There's things that happen in this world that it seems like that it's going the opposite way. It seems like that it's going the very way that would destroy the godly people. But all of these things that are happening are not happening to destroy any kind of godly person. These things are meant to cause us to yield ourselves to whatever the Lord wants us to do. This is why that is happening. Listen, don't ever think that God is not in charge. Don't ever think that God is not in control. Don't ever think that God does not know. And when an evil decree is signed, even by the president, even by the king, even by the one that's over us, never be dismayed by that. But always serve God and do what God wants you to do because God is over that king. God is over that president. God controls this whole world. We ought to recognize that and be true to God, not just true to whatever ruler happens to be over us. But always be true to God because God controls that king. The Bible says that finally they cast Daniel into the den of lions. They sealed it with the king's own signet. Daniel was in the den of lions, and there he sat. What did the king do that night? The Bible says the king went into his palace, and there the Bible said that the king passed a night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. The Bible says in verse number 19, that the king arose early the next morning, and he went in haste unto the den of lions. And who was come to unto the den, he cried with a laudable voice, and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the Most High God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. God had delivered Daniel from the lion. God had not let the lions eat Daniel alive. Sometimes you might have seen a picture or two of Daniel in the lion's den. And there, Daniel is surrounded by a couple of lions. You know, that's really not the way it was. There were many lions in the lion's den. Not just one, not just two, but there were hundreds of lions because they were there for the defense of the nation. Daniel was in that den of lions. He was not eaten up by the lions at all by that one night. But notice that the king immediately commanded to bring all those men that accused Daniel. And they cast them into the den of lions, they and their children and their wives. The Bible says, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came to the bottom of the den. God is very well able to protect us. If we would just look at that, if we would just realize that God knows what He's doing, and that if we would serve God, He is very well able to stop the mouths of the lions from eating us alive. God is able to do that. Daniel believed that. Daniel believed that serving God and doing what God wanted him to do was more precious than anything else, even his own life. Daniel was willing to give his life because he did not know that he would live through that night. Now, we know that. We read it in the Bible. But Daniel, as he was facing that issue, he did not know what God was going to do. But Daniel was not going to obey the decree not to worship God. Who do you depend upon for protection? This is what Matthew chapter number 6 and verse 19, 20, and 21 is all about. It's about who are we looking to? Who are we trusting in? This is the lesson before us. Think of another place. In Daniel chapter number 3, the Bible talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who was brought before Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, because he had made a great big image, and he said, when you hear all the sound of all the music playing, then you fall down and you worship this golden image that I have built. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they refused. They refused to do so because God didn't want that. Just like a lot of things that we need to do because God wants us to do it. Not because of anything else. We're talking about laying up treasuries in heaven and not upon this earth. Sometimes people do things because it's expedient for them to do, because they can make a living doing that. It's not a good thing to do. God will always take care of you if you will only do what God wants you to do. God will always do that. Put Him first in your life. God will bless you. Even if you die, that's better than compromising the things of God. You know why? It's because the things of God are eternal. The things of this world are temporal. Your life is temporal, but the things of God are eternal. It's so very much important that we just do what God wants us to do. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to bow to this golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they were brought before the king. Daniel chapter 3 records that in verse number 16, they answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Notice what they said in verse number 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They refused to worship this golden image instead of worshiping the God that has saved their unworthy soul. They were laying up treasuries in heaven. That's what they were really doing. That's what Daniel did when he went ahead and prayed with his window opened. He didn't close his window, but Daniel kept his window open. This is exactly what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are doing. They're doing exactly what God wants them to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not know that God would deliver them from the burning fiery furnace. They said, if it is our place to die, we will die, but we will not serve your God. Verse 17 and verse 18 makes that very, very clear. I realize that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were delivered from the burning fiery furnace. I know that happened. But if it had not happened, do you think that they would have succumbed? Do you think that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up? Do you think they would have? I don't think so. They were going to worship God, and God alone. Do you think that Daniel would have succumbed to the king's commandment, even though the king had established him as being the second in command? Do you think that Daniel would have listened? He was in a great position for being taken care of the rest of his life. But it didn't. Daniel did not. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not. Notice, the Bible tells us very plainly here that Daniel laid up treasure in heaven. That Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego laid up their treasure in heaven, and God blessed them on this earth. If God blesses us on this earth, we should be willing to do whatever he wants us to do. Why? Because our treasuries are in heaven. This is the whole point that Jesus Christ is making to these people in the Sermon on the Mount. He wants them to understand that there are treasuries in heaven. The Bible says again in verse number 19 of Matthew 6, lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth. Notice that the Bible says that moth and rust corrupts the treasuries that are laid up upon this earth. The Bible says that thieves break through and thieves steal the things that we lay up on this earth. Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? That is absolutely the way it is. But in heaven, if you lay up your treasuries in heaven, moth and rust doth not corrupt that at all. It is as shiny and as gold as it ever was. If you lay up your treasure in heaven, thieves cannot break through and steal it and claim it for their own. If you lay it up in heaven, God knows what you've done. And God counts it as laying up treasure in heaven. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 6 and verse 21, a very important statement that Jesus Christ makes. He says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The Bible does not say here, for where your treasure would want to be. No, the Bible says, for where your treasure is. The Bible here is making it very clear, is it not? That now you have treasure either upon this earth, or you have treasure in heaven. That is what Jesus Christ is saying. Notice these plural words of yourselves, the plural word of treasuries, and the plural word of thieves. That's in verse 19 and in verse number 20. These words show our influence is also upon others. We can succumb to laying up our treasuries upon this earth, and we will fail. Ananias and Sapphira were two people that were mentioned to us in the book of Acts. They were members of the first church at Jerusalem. But they conspired together to tell a lie. It just wasn't one of them. It was both of them. And they both died, and they lost everything they thought they had gained. Notice this. They had attempted to lay up treasure upon this earth, and God took it every bit from them and took them on into heaven. That's what the Bible says. But think of the man Barnabas. He was the one that sold the parcel of land and gave the whole thing unto the Lord. The Bible says that Barnabas went on to live, and he was a very successful man, and his name is mentioned many times in the scriptures because he always did what God wanted him to do. He laid up treasure in heaven. That is what Jesus Christ wants us to do today. Jesus Christ wants us to understand that it's very, very important to lay up our treasuries in heaven, not upon this earth. Because thieves break through and steal, robbers come and take it all away. And it corrupts itself. Notice, please, that it's very, very important that we remember that there is a life after this world ends. There's a life after our life ends. And we need to do always today what God wants us to do. We do nothing to please anybody else. That is not a reward for us. It is not laying up treasure in heaven. We do everything for God. That is laying up treasure in heaven. Listen, I know it's a little bit scary to step out by faith. We give our finances. Actually, we give everything we have to God. But the end results are very, very great. God will never, ever let us down. If you can just trust the Lord, He will always supply. Sometimes it's like we tell lost people that they need to give everything to the Lord. They need to trust the Lord. They need to believe the Lord. They need to recognize that God is well able to forgive them and wash all their sins away. And we want them to be saved. That's right. And that's all true. That's all good. After that, they're saved. That is a continuing process of how that we continually give our lives unto the Lord and let God do with us whatever He wants to do. God will always supply for that. If you step out by faith, if you just believe the promises of God, God will always answer that. He will always supply. That's His promise. That He would always do that. Sometimes, however, we as saved people, we think that now that we're saved, we can do what we want to do. But you know, that's not true. Even after we're saved, we need to always do what God wants us to do and always yield ourselves to whatever His direction is. God will always supply, even though we cannot see the end. That is what we live by. That is faith. That is faith to trust in God. Trust in God. That is what it is. That's what we need to do. It's just to believe God and trust Him. Even though we cannot see the end, trust God. You never go wrong just believing the promises of God. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. This verse means that real wealth is not of this world. Rather, it is of the world to come. This means that we take all of our wealth and we use that to purchase things that are heavenly. It means simply that I give my tithes and my offerings so that I can learn that God will take care of all our material needs. We use our home for entertaining God's children and others so that we can learn that all people are exactly the same. We use our car for bringing people to church services so we can learn that this vehicle can be used for God. We use our vehicle to visit people so that we can learn that God is in charge of all of that. Just trust the good Lord. He can do that. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 23 and verse number 5 that material things will not last. Proverbs 23 verse number 5 states this, "Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven." God doesn't want you to rely upon your riches. God wants you and me to rely upon Him and Him alone. God is so very well able to bless in ways that we never even thought about if we would just trust God for it, instead of having to see with our eyes what is in front of us. Just trust God. This is exactly what Daniel did. This is exactly what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They just trusted God. They said, "We're going to serve God. We're going to worship God. We're going to be true to God. It doesn't make any difference what happens in this life, even if I lose my life. I want to be faithful to Almighty God. I want to be faithful to Him because He is the one that I'm worshiping. He is the one that I serve." The book of 1 Timothy 6 and verse 9 and 10 says this, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." The Bible here doesn't say that money is the root of all evil, because it is not. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. That is what the Bible says. It's the love of money. It's the dedication to it that is the root of all evil. But money in itself is simply what we use to buy what we need. God knows that we need it. But the love of money is when a person dedicates themselves to having a lot of it, and that's it. They don't think about anything else. You see how that ruins them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't think about money. Daniel did not think about money. Neither of these men thought about the prestige and the power that they would have, but they thought about serving the Almighty and Holy and True God. This is exactly what Jesus Christ is stating in Matthew 6 and verse 19 through verse 21. When He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth." And then in verse number 20, He says, "Lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven." The Bible says in verse number 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
So as you might have guessed, there is so much more to talk about in this topic of properly laying up treasure. So over the next few weeks, what we're going to be doing is we're going to come back to this passage in Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to continue to expand on laying up treasure in the proper way, and that proper way is key. Now, in the meantime, if you've missed any of the prior messages on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, then I'd encourage you to log on to our website and check out the audio section. Now, our website address, for those of you that don't know, is www.independencebaptist.org. And from that website, you're going to be able to catch up on any of those prior broadcasts by simply going to that audio section and looking for radio broadcasts. Now, in addition, if you'd like to listen to some of the full-length sermons from Independence Baptist Church, you can go to www.sermonaudio.com/IBC. Now, as our time comes to a close this morning, we do want to remind you to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship service. We'll also be meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. for our weekly Bible study. If you've never been to our church, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Now, as we come down to the end of our time this morning, we are very glad you're able to join us, and we look forward to being with you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as we continue on this topic about how to properly lay up treasure.